Blog Talk Radio.
You've reached Spiritual Connection Radio, and we're having a little bit of technical difficulties tonight. Our phone numbers that usually allow our hosts and everything to dial into the show, including my co-host Pamela Tor, is down. And our guest, Mike Snyder, that we have standing on the line, I'm not able to conference him out into this call also. So, with this type of radio, we usually have everybody call in, and we're just having a couple different glitches tonight. So I apologize for that. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and play one of Mike's first songs while I try to conference him in and see if I can actually get him on the call here. So the first song we're going to hear from Mike is a song called Inner Peace, and I'm going to play about a minute of that so that you can hear that. Just bear with me while I try to figure out what's going on and see if we can get some more people on the show here with us. This is Mark Rawson, and you're listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. If you want to find out more about us on our website and upcoming shows or a possibility of this show being rescheduled, you can go to our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And this is Mike's song, Inner Peace. For everybody who's tuning in to Spiritual Connections Radio, we're actually having some technical difficulties, which is probably more tied to Blog Talk Radio than us. And that is, there's something going on with the dial-in numbers and everything today, and of course, we can't reach their tech support. The song you just were listening to is a song called Inner Peace, and it was done by Mike. And I think I'm going to try one other thing and see if I can get them tied in. Otherwise, we'll probably end up rescheduling the show, and I apologize for all our listeners out there who have been dialing in to listen to us this evening, but I think we're actually going to probably have to reschedule this show at a later date. So I'm going to put another song on called Short Ascensions, And you're going to be able to find out more about Mike and his music and everything when we actually can get him on the air. So I'm going to go ahead and play this next song for everybody. To another one of Mike's songs, and I'm actually trying to see if I can get him on the air. Mike, are you on?
Yes, I'm here.
Ah, excellent. So that did work. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So, it's great to have you on, and I apologize for that. For all the listeners that were out there, we're having a little bit of difficulty with our guest call-in numbers this evening. And, Mike, I need to actually see if I can get Pam to actually dial in the same way I got you online. So why don't you go ahead and, tell everybody, your story about how you got started and, give them your name and your website and how you got started. And let's go through that. And while you're doing that, I'm going to see if I can get my co-host Pam on because I'm going to have to bring her in the back door today.
Okay. No problem. Okay, hello everybody. My name is Mike Snyder, and what I do is I do sound healing music with mostly with the electric keyboard instrument that I have. I also have a Tibetan singing bowl that I use for different occasions. And so a little bit about how I got started with this is I've always been able to I've always had some kind of electric keyboard or piano that I've played with ever since I was a young child, and I've always had an interest in it. And I started out by, just going to the department stores and playing all the pianos, and finally my family bought me my first one. And then throughout childhood, I always had some kind of piano that I would play with, and I would usually come up with my own things. I think we're getting another call in here. Hang on.
Yeah, we're trying to tie in Pam here. I apologize for the ringing on everybody. We're kind of flying by the seat of our pants this evening. Hey, Pam, do we got you on the phone with the radio show?
Yeah, great. Hi.
Okay. Hey, Mike, are you on?
Yes.
Yeah, we had some very interesting fun tonight. I was telling all our guests that we were having some issues with the dial-in number that we used to tie in our co-host, Pam, of course, and, our guests and everything, and, of course, our regular dialers that usually come in. And, nothing seemed to be working. Of course, I called tech support, and there was no answer there. So we were having all kinds of fun today. So I found a way to actually go out and reach out to both of you and pull you in. So I figured one way or another, I'm going to get you guys on the line. So Mike, I'm going to actually pause you for a second and just say hello to Pam. Hey, Pam.
Hello. Hi, Mark. Thanks for working that out. That's nice. I felt left out tonight.
Yeah.
Hi, Mike. Nice to meet you.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
So,
how far did we get?
Well, I was scrambling to try to figure out how to get everybody on the line. I played two of Mike's pieces. One was called Inner Peace, and one was called Short Ascension. And we might actually want to go back and maybe listen to those. I actually have one other of his pieces, which is Sweet Light. So we might actually have him talk about each of these pieces and then listen to them again, so that he can kind of give us some background on it. But Mike was just kind of running through and telling everybody about his story. And I think, Mike, you left off with you're going through all types of stores as a child playing with pianos, and finally someone bought you one.
Yes. So basically, I'd say maybe since I was maybe 8 years old, 10 years old, something like that, I've always had an interest in the pianos, the electric ones especially, and I would kind of mess around here and there and make my own melodies and everything. And you know, the interesting thing that I find looking back on it now, there was a couple opportunities I had to take lessons. Each time I would try to formally learn as a child, I just would reject it right away. I just was, for some reason, I just wasn't interested in learning it the formal way. I've always was just attracted to what came to me, and as I look back now, I know I was playing intuitively. So anyhow, if you take that and then you combine that with, I'd say, for a good part of my late childhood, young adulthood, teenage years, I've always been a student of metaphysics. I had a wonderful mentor that my family went to, a woman we had the opportunity to work with for over 20 years until she had passed away a few years ago, and she taught all sorts of wonderful metaphysical classes. She introduced us to psychic readings, herbal methods, everything under the sun you can think of that's in a New Age metaphysical sense. So what had happened is over the years I kind of combined my intuition from learning the metaphysics with the music, and maybe I say about 10 years ago is when I really started to feel the power within the music when I would play it for myself, and then I realized that I would feel better and better depending on what kind of music I would play, to the point where I was actually giving myself a healing session. That's how it would work for me. But then I started taking it to the next level, and then I started envisioning different things. When I would have different people come to me, and they would say, oh, you know, I'm not feeling so well today, or even some cases they would say, like, their pet wasn't feeling well. And in my own form of prayer that I developed for myself, I would often think about these people and their situations and play the music basically while in prayer, well, just kind of visually in my mind sending energy to that person or sending light, and the frequency of the light would be stronger or weaker according to the tones of the music. And, you know, when I would get confirmations, I would talk to people the next day or sometimes a couple days later, and they said they felt a little better, and some people even said they felt themselves just going into a really deep sleep not too long after it would have been the same time that I was playing the music. So it was really neat to get those synchronicities. But when it all came to fruition for me is during my search almost 7-8 years ago, I started attending a New Age center, and I met some other healers there. I met some people that became part of my soul family to this very day, and they really helped me learn how to bring that music out and start playing for others, and they would do experimental sessions with me where I'd work on them and they'd report back their feelings. So it's grown from that to actually now I play several different classes and offer private sessions and a whole different gamut of things, all with the music.
How fascinating. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, Mike, why don't you tell everybody so they can kind of put themselves in the position of a client. Because I know I've been out to Pennsylvania. I always think about going out to Pennsylvania. It's actually not in Pennsylvania. It's in New Jersey. But I've been out there a few times to have the experience with you, and just absolutely incredible, and noticing how it's different every time I go. So just so everybody can understand this, because they're kind of like, well, I don't know what he's talking about with this music thing. What would the experience be like and everything like that? Why don't you just walk us through you know, what is it like with it? You know, make pretend I'm your client and I come into the room. You know, kind of tell me what this looks like as far as what do you have me do? Where do I, you know, do I lay down? You know, what exactly happens? Am I playing the piano? Do I put the headphones on? I mean, what exactly is going on as far as the experience? And then tell me what it's like as far as when you connect with the energy, what you're doing, then what happens to you as you go through and play the piano and stuff like that.
Okay, wonderful. I'll start off by talking about it. I call it Journeys Through Sound. So that's what I call my personalized music for healing and meditation. It's your own personalized meditation music, also music you just use for healing in general or relaxation. You can basically listen to it and use it in whatever way you feel is going to help you feel better. And basically what I'm going to do is I'll go through some things here that I actually have a page on my website about the Journeys Through Sound meditations. So I'm going to go over some key points that I also happen to have on the website if you don't catch everything here. But basically what it is I have a massage table.
Hey, Mike, just to interrupt you for a second. Can you give everybody
sure.
your website so they can take a look at what you have up there? And I know some of your great music is available as a download up there also. So
yes.
you can give out your website to everybody.
Oh, sure. The website is www.mikesnidercc.com. Snyder is actually spelled S-N-Y-D-E-R, and it's followed directly by cc.com, which is for Cosmic Creations.
Hi.
But,
okay, so you're in the middle of the story here.
Okay, so to continue. So again, it's called A Journeys Through Sound, Personalized Music Healing and Meditation. So what would happen is when my client would come in, I have a massage table set up so that they can lay down on the massage table and make themselves comfortable. Next to the massage table, I have my electric keyboard piano set up. I have two sets of headphones, one set that I wear for myself and one set that the client wears. The set that the client wears is a special noise-canceling set of headphones, of which is what works wonderful if I'm at an expo or, you know, just about anywhere I do a session. It blocks out all the outside noise so that you're really locked into your the sound of your session. The other thing I do is I have my laptop computer there as well, which I hook up to the piano so that I have the ability to record the session as I'm playing it live, so that when you leave the session, you have the opportunity to take all of the music that I played on a recorded CD with you, you know, flash drive, however you want to have it emailed. The recording is yours after the session. So that's basically more of the technical lens of how it's done. But now to get into the actual experience, is the first thing that we want to do when we do a session like that is we want to start to calm your mind a little bit and just kind of relax. And so I usually start by putting my hands on the person's shoulders as they lay down on the table. And we just take a couple deep breaths. And I usually have several messages that come through me, divine messages from spirit. It's my own spirit guides working with me, but usually my spirit guides are working with your own spirit guides. And the messages that I usually bring out are, they can be shorter or longer depending on the situation. I never can tell how long the message is going to be, but it's always fascinating for me, especially because when I work on a new client, there's all sorts of wonderful information that comes out. And if I have known the person previously, it's really fascinating to see how well we connect. And there's a lot of things I usually bring out that is very pertinent to their life. A lot of times the messages have anything to do with goals in life or different obstacles that they're trying to get through. And a lot of times even just compliments from spirit saying, hey, you're doing a great job and we want to help you do better. So that usually lasts for, you know, anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes. Sometimes it can be longer depending on if we do a specialized session for you. So the next thing we do after the message is we start the music part of it. And again, the client will have the noise-canceling headphones on. And at this point, I am getting myself into a state of being where I'm opening myself up to being guided to play the music. So the best way I can describe this is when I'm playing the music is it's not that I'm stepping out of the background completely. I'm still conscious and aware of what's going on, but I'm also letting spirit guide me as to what I feel vibrationally is the best way to start the session. Nine times out of ten, I'm always starting with the piano because the piano is the best kind of softer instrument to just kind of to guide the person in very, very softly. And to understand that better, what I need to explain to you is that the sound healing session is basically all about vibrations because I use several different instruments on the piano, the electric piano, different sounds that I use throughout the session. And the different instruments that have higher or lower vibrations are what make you go deeper and deeper into meditation, into a healing state while you're on the table. So again, I'll usually start out with the piano. Maybe then I'll go to a sound that sounds like crystals or bells or organs. I have another sound that strings that I move into towards the end. And again, it doesn't always have to be in that order, but usually for your first couple sessions, it is just to get you acclimated with how this process works. During the entire session, I am receiving information from spirit. It's not always in the form of words, but it's just in the form of just really feeling and being in the moment. I often compare it to like when you're a jazz artist might improvise. It's very much like that, but it's actually playing the melody of your body, of your higher self and your consciousness. And when I say higher self, that's actually part of the goal, is as we move through the session, we want you to be able to get deeper within your heart, deeper within your mind, and deeper connection with your higher self and your spirit guides. If you believe in that kind of thing, it's basically you basically can use it however in any fashion that you believe, religiously or universally or anything. But again, it really does get you into like an altered state where you're really feeling more connected to the core of yourself, and that's part of the entire reason for what I do, is to get to that deep relaxation and just have that alone time with yourself. So that's a pretty good explanation. I'll give you a couple quick points here, and this is also on the website on the Journeys Through Sound meditation page. Basically, some of the benefits you're getting when I do the sessions, and we can talk about this later, I'm going to start offering them over the internet, over Skype as well. Enhanced focus and mind clarity is what you can have, and not only after your session, but when you play the recording back later, you'll know the time and the place when you want to relax and play your personal recording. It can help release stress, worry, and anxiety. It can help reverse negative thoughts into positive thinking. Access to a deeper state of peace and relaxation, maybe even greater physical and emotional healing, and even deeper connection to your inner self and spirit. Or you can just use it just to plainly enhance your meditation, or maybe you do yoga or spiritual practice with it. It's basically up to you how you want to use it and what's in your mind at the time that you're playing it. But all of these things are definitely things that can happen just even not even in your conscious mind, just by listening to it in the background, as long as you allow it and that's what your intentions are. Because, again, the whole purpose of it is just to be able to come into more of yourself and get rid of that stress and, you know, all those things in life that just drive you nuts, you know. Sit down and listen to a good piece of music, you know. I'm sure everybody has their favorite pieces of music, and that's what I try to help with this, is give you your favorite piece of music for yourself to work with.
That's great. Mike, can you tell us a little bit about the relationship between the music that you play and apparently, you know, you said this a few times during your explanations, that you're guided to play whatever it is that you play, and this is very individualized music, isn't it?
Correct.
Okay. So can you tell us the relationship between the music that you play and the person's, not only their ability to relax, but their ability to heal in terms of intention, in terms of what it actually does to the body?
Oh, that's actually a wonderful question. And when I answer this question, I'm actually going to apply it to an individual healing session, and I'm also going to give you a quick scenario of how that works in a group session, because we're going to talk about that later, I believe.
Okay.
But yeah, there are times that I play for group sessions where we have group meditation classes. Sometimes I may hold some of my own. A lot of them I do with a colleague of mine who's actually going to be on the show at a later date. But anyhow, it's when I start talking about doing it one-on-one with the person, I am actually feeling vibrationally and guided. I, like, my body's vibrating the whole time at different states. And it's almost like I'm nudged by spirit just as to how much intensity the person can take at any given time. So, for example, it's almost like when you're getting into a nice hot bubble bath or something like that, and you know, wow, this water's too hot, so I got to ease myself into it. I can't just jump into it. Well, the music is the same way. Like, if I would just start out by playing, like, you know, the string instrument that I use, which is a very high vibration, and start off with that right from the beginning, you know, it doesn't make any sense. It's not going to – you can't snap somebody into it that fast. So every time, every higher vibrational note that I'm playing or higher vibrational instrument I'm playing, I'm just kind of easing into it as you move the person kind of up the spectrum into that deeper and deeper state that they're getting into. So not only am I doing that with the individual sessions, but when I'm in a group session, it's even more fascinating because the meditation classes that I often play at, it's especially when it's usually a group, maybe no more than 25 to 40 people, a lot of cases, you almost can feel the group energy in a circle, and you can almost feel a ring around that circle of the energy. And what it is when I'm playing the opening sequence of that meditation class, it's the purpose is to get everybody on the same page, to get everybody in the same vibration, so that when we continue into the meditation part, it's not as difficult for people to drift off or feel like that they're still have their minds racing. So what it is in a group setting, I'm actually feeling the energy of the group is one, as you can almost say, where I have to be very careful with every single individual note that I play, again, not overdoing the vibrations, because I can kind of feel when everybody's at that point where they can all kind of fly away with me when I'm doing the really high vibrational stuff towards the end of the piece. So it is very similar to working with an individual person, but on a group it can be a little more challenging because when people come in, especially on a day, they come in after a long, hard day at work, everybody's minds are all over the place, everybody's maybe a little frustrated or whatever it might be. So, I may concentrate and play a longer piano piece. I may play some grounding music a little longer in the beginning until I get and gradually move up the spectrum with each higher vibrational instrument and go higher and higher as I can feel that everybody can handle it. So, when you would listen to one of my CDs, even if you listen to the ones that I have is just a general meditation CD, they often work in the same context also, where it starts out very kind of serene and soft and moves into a more vibrationally intense kind of movement.
Wonderful. So is there an intention putting out by you? Are you actually putting an intention out to do something with your music to affect the bodies of people? Or how would you interpret that?
My general intention is to, especially with an individual session, it definitely it's for the person to walk out a lot more happy and relaxed and feeling healed than they did when they walked in the door. But also my intention is to, it's a lot of the biggest part of the intention is promoting peace, because when you can become in peace with yourself and you can relax. And you can wind down the mind and just really start to feel what's real important inside. It's such an amazing healing tool just to be able to do that. So my intention is really for the person to be able to start doing their own healing through feeling that peace through them. Because one thing I like to point out to people is, I'm not actually doing the healing. The music is providing them a gateway to do the healing on themselves. And for somebody to do the healing on themselves, they can just lay there in a meditation and wind down and go deeper and deeper and deeper. And that's a healing session right in itself. So the wonderful thing about them having the recording or listening to a general CD that I have is you have that opportunity to just sit there and listen and just let that healing, move through you and let the vibrations of the music affect you how you would like them to affect you.
That's wonderful. Tell me about long distance sort of connection. Now, you mentioned that you have sent healing or sent intention for healing to different people, neighbors or other people that you know, friends. And have you played the music during that period where you were thinking about them? How would you describe that for us?
Well, I can tell you that there's two different ways I've done it over the years. One particular way is when somebody has personally requested of me to make a personal healing CD for them, but to do it when they're not present. And so what I've done is I've put myself into a meditation before I play the music. I focus myself on the individual, and if sometimes they'll share some of the issues they want me to direct the light at, that I will do that, or I will just direct energy to them in general if they don't give me the details. And then I will play the music, keeping them in my mind and feeling almost as if they're in the room with the same kind of intensity of feeling the vibrations and how intense it can move through to what it is that they're able to feel. In other situations, you know, I've done it too where I've maybe had relatives or some people that have been sick, and, you know, they ask me to say a little prayer for them, or they say, send me some energy, you know. Or I know that I decide to send some energy to the person. And in that case, I'll just kind of put a quiet message out to my spirit guides and say, you know, does the higher self of this other individual permit me to send this energy to them? And many times they will say yes, you know. I get an instant response, like the person really, their higher self really wants to receive that. In other cases, it might be their higher self comes back and says, well, I can't handle this kind of healing right now. But they may say, play the music anyway, put the intention out there. And this energy that you put out is almost put in a holding area, so that if that person chooses to use that energy for themselves, they can use it later on. And this is, a lot of this is still subconsciously. But if you want to just spell it out in a very, very simple term, it is all about the power of intention, and it is just playing the music with the highest intention to for the healing for the person, you know, the individual, their pet, or whatever the case might be. And, you know, never in a case where it's forced upon. It's always with permission, or just do it as an intention and say, hey, let this energy go where it may be if it's supposed to reach them. So it's basically – oh, go ahead.
I was just going to ask you, and how does love get mixed into this amazing work? What do you touch on that at all?
Oh, definitely, yeah. And it is a lot about letting the individual or the group open up to love, and that is when the most amazing experiences happen. And I would love to maybe even get Mark's take on it, because he would probably know, as being a client, that towards the end of the sessions, you really feel an opening. I feel an opening for the person. You know, a lot of times the person shares with me that he just felt this immense, beautiful energy. And that's part of the session, is it really winds down, so the person gets to the part where they can open that heart up and just receive that divine healing power. And it's not even divine healing power that I'm sending out specifically. I mean, the music is, but they're just opening themselves to receiving, opening themselves to realizing what a beautiful person they are inside. And so it's really an awakening towards the end of the session when I can really open up and just pour that love in. And, you know, in the beginning of the session, it's not that it's not about love, but it's about just calming yourself down to open yourself up enough to even realize that this kind of amazing healing is possible, you know. You know, like for somebody like Mark that I've worked with multiple times, it's different each time. As we do more sessions and progress, it'll be different. You know, it'll progress a lot faster, you know, than it does the first time you come in, perhaps. So.
Hey, Mike, I'd like to play one of your songs. And before we do that, I want you to kind of lead in and give us a little background on the inspiration behind it. Before we get to that, though, I'm just going to take a quick break and say that, you know, I want to thank everybody for listening. You're listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. And if you want to find out more about our guests and our upcoming shows, you can go to www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, I'm thinking, what do you think, Mike? Should I play Inner Peace? Is that a good one to choose?
Yes.
Okay, so why don't you go ahead and give everybody just a quick couple minutes introduction to Inner Peace and where the inspiration came for that particular piece we're going to hear a sample of.
Okay. Inner Peace is one of the CDs that I have come out with. When you actually look on my website, or if any of you actually physically have the CD, you'll see in the cover a beautiful picture that I took myself of clouds during like a sunset. And that's exactly what it's supposed to emanate, is that inner peace inside. So the music itself is designed for a general meditation, or helping yourself sleep at night, or just to get you into that self of that relaxation and, and, and really get to that inner peace of yourself. Just feel that love you have within. Just feel that, just feeling all warm and cozy inside is really what the aim of this music is. So the clip we're going to hear is, I believe, is just like the first 2 minutes, the introduction to the CD when you first play it, and it's mostly a piano segment.
Okay, excellent. So, Pam, do you have any questions before I go ahead and play this?
No, actually, I'm anxious to hear it because I missed the first couple, so I'm waiting. I'll ask my questions after.
All right, sounds good. So this is Mike's first song called, it's a sampling from his inner piece. Incredible. Go ahead, Pam. I'll let you follow up with some questions for Mike.
Okay. That was incredible. Really nice job, Mike. And that brings me to a whole different set of questions in terms of if you work with someone individually and they're laying on the table and you are creating the music to individually deal with their stress and their issues and their healing. And then you can deal with the group where you're working with this group where you mentioned that the energy sort of moves around them in a circle where it actually becomes one energy, where their energies sort of unite. What do you think about or what is your intention when you're doing a CD, for example, or a piece like this, where you know that many different types of people will hear it?
Yeah, that's a wonderful question, and so for example, that on the piece that we just heard, and I need to correct myself, that it was actually towards the late middle part of the album. That wasn't the piano part that I thought that it started out with, but anyhow, you kind of get the gist of it. So for example, when I did the inner piece CD, when I came up with the name Inner Peace, that is like the very first piece in the creative process of what is it that I want to play music for, what is it that I want to promote. And the best way to give you a comparison to that is my latest CD that I just came out with back in the fall is called Release. And Release is very different from Inner Peace, where Inner Peace is basically one track for the whole 45 minutes of the CD, where Release is a little bit over half an hour, but it's seven different tracks. And, you know, most of the CDs that I've done over the years have always been one long continuous track, so it's like one long journey, one long experience. But when I did Release, that actually started out with music that felt very frustrating and releasing frustrations. And the piano part in the beginning of Release is very wild, and it's very, like, crazy. And by the end of the CD, you're back to feeling just like we did when we just heard that inner peace segment of of going to very, very serene and relaxed and very peaceful. And so, again, it is all in the intention of the CD. And the reason why I did release that way is because, you know, I learned that not everybody can just hop right into that relaxation train, if you want to call it that. They want to release. They want to go through that process of seeing the anxiety and just releasing it and letting it go. So there's a little bit of craziness involved in that. But then there's other times that people want to jump right into that relaxation. So something like Inner Peace will just kind of gently guide you into that. So that's more behind the purpose of that. But now, I believe you were asking about the purpose of that versus doing it for an individual.
No, the what I wanted to know, and I think you answered it pretty well, the intention that you had as you're playing the music for a large group of people where you don't really know who's going to be hearing it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Well, when I'm playing it for a large group of people, in that scenario, when I'm playing it live in an event, I mean, everybody's in the room. I may not know all the people, but I can kind of feel all the emotions kind of bouncing around. When I close my eyes and I start, I can feel like the energy of the room and where it's at. And again, I'll play the music to reflect that. So, you know, again, there's a lot of cases when I do that where the music does start out pretty fast with like a piano kind of piece. And when I move into like a bell sound, that might even be a little faster. And there's always like a turning point with the groups where I finally feel that the vibrations got so high enough and everybody seems like they're kind of on board, where I start to slow it down and then I go into more of a drawn out organ kind of sound most of the time. And that's when it just starts to click over and you feel everybody starting to move out of that lower self emotions and getting into the higher self and getting into the heart space. And so that's when I'm doing it for a group live. So, are you speaking of when I would do it for a group that where I have not seen the people, like I'm making a general CD?
Exactly, like what we've just played now.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, in that case, it definitely is that keeping that intention throughout the piece and just feeling that meditation music going deeper and deeper to the place of where I'm just basically guided to flow it till the end of the piece to really bring the person into that state of being of what the intention of the CD is. So like for that example, Inner Peace, you know,
mm-hmm.
feeling that deeper and deeper inner peace, you know, right to the end of the music.
What relationship do you think, obviously emotion and music are very intertwined, but what relation does music as a vibration have on the physical body? Other than, you know, the intention is relaxation and you slowly move into the relaxation through the music. But does the music have a direct effect on the physical, on the cells, on the muscles, and does it have a direct relationship?
I guess there is. And there's a lot of sound healing studies out there, especially Jonathan Goldman, who I know you'll be talking to. He has a lot of amazing information for that. And some of the basics I can tell you is, for example, when I open a meditation class, I usually play a Tibetan singing bowl. So that's one of the instruments that I play other than the piano, just to help with the meditation state also. And I always play the bowl. The bowl is an F. That's the note. And that note directly affects the heart chakra. So you'll feel the vibration in your heart chakra when you play that note of F. So there are all sorts of different notes that correspond to different parts of the body that you'll feel resonance. There's also different chords and so forth that will help you feel different parts of the body. Like a C chord or a C note, a lot of times is working with the Kundalini or the base of the spine. And I actually do have an interest in studying a lot more of that myself, but I also don't want to overstudy it to the point where I don't allow my intuition to work with the music as well. So it's kind of like a combination. Every time I've looked up some of the notes that go with certain things that I'm doing, a lot of times they'll match up with the music that I'm playing anyhow. But yeah, you are correct. There definitely is a numerous studies of all sorts, some of them very in-depth, that tell you exactly what notes help with the vibrations on certain parts of the body. And there's tuning forks, Tibetan singing bowls, flutes, you know, just so many different instruments that that you can research and learn about that really do affect. My instrument, being an electronic one, is even a little more unique. I would assume that it works very similar to a traditional instrument, but there might be a little bit of differences just because it is electronic, and the way it vibrates might be a little different than a regular analog instrument that you like a flute that you blow into or something like that.
I see. Tell me about, let's go back to intuition for just a minute, because that's a fascinating subject. It seems to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, it seems to me that the foundational skill to do something like this, to do what you do, the foundational skill is to feel like the person is feeling that you're working with.
Yeah, and boy, that's an interesting statement, you know, and Mark will definitely understand where I'm coming from with this, because I work as a conduit. You know, I feel the energies coming down through me as I'm playing the music, and it's almost like when the energies come and filter down through me, I'm vibrating at a certain level. I play the music, and then I'm outputting the vibrations through the music. But I also believe that the vibrations are in the room spiritually. That I do believe there's guides there in the room, working with the people as I play too, because I can feel such amazing shifts in energy and very, very high vibrations where I'll be shaking myself to a certain point. And it's wonderful to talk to the person afterwards and say, you know, hey, did you kind of really feel this, like, such intense energy at this part? And a lot of times the people say, oh, my gosh, I just felt amazing at this point. Like, you know, like I felt I could float away. Or some people might say, you know, I just totally blacked out. I don't remember anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, everybody has a different experience. But you are correct. I have done some other CDs that are general meditation ones. I have one, an older one, the first one I did called Transformation at Mount Fuji. And in that one, it was very, very dramatic. It was very much of going into the deepest darkness of yourself and coming out to the light. And I could feel like painful, like almost like gut-wrenching kind of frustration and just like tenseness, you know, when I played some of the parts in that CD. And then, you know, when I felt it come out to the light, it was just like such euphoria. It was just like, wow, I've made it. I've gone over this hurdle. So it's quite an experience. It's difficult to describe, but it is a very, very emotional experience every time I play.
How amazing. And if somebody wanted to hire you to do this for them, how would they go about doing that?
Okay. Well, there's two different ways I do it. I'm based in the in Pennsylvania, Lehigh Valley area.
Mm-hmm.
So there, I do most of my work in person in Clinton, New Jersey. A friend of mine has a light center there that she offers her own healing work, and that's where we do a lot of the classes together. And I also offer my in-person individual sessions there. But a new thing I'm going to offer too, because I know if there's any people that live a distance from me and wouldn't be able to see me in person, I'm going to start offering these sessions through Skype and over the internet.
Wonderful.
I don't think I'll be able to offer it over the phone because the music just doesn't come through properly over the phone. But
mm-hmm.
if people have Skype on their computer, they'll be able to talk face-to-face over a camera with me, you know, to do some channeling work or just, you know, just to talk about the session in the beginning. And then what I'll most likely do is turn the camera feed off and let them lay back and relax and just play the music part of it. And I do believe I will be able to record the music during the internet session, where we can then arrange to have them download the MP3 of the music off of my website or, you know, email it to them, et cetera.
I love it. I think that's a wonderful service. And I'm sure many of our audience will take you up on it. So this concept, how long have you been doing this work? I kind of missed the beginning of this, so I'm sorry. I'm just kind of catching
up
at the end here.
We didn't get that far in the beginning. basically, I'd say about a good 8 years I've been into it, but I've been doing more of the personal sessions probably since the beginning of 07 is when I first started to do some expos, and at that time my friends owned a new age shape New Age shop in the Allentown, Pennsylvania area. So I had started there doing individual sessions. And then I've grown to start doing it in Clinton, New Jersey. And then there's also some other locations. There's a metaphysical church that I'm really close with that I offer things out of there. So, you know, as word of mouth goes around, in my general area of mostly eastern Pennsylvania, western New Jersey, you know, as I get invited or find new places, I do things, you know, as they come up. But that, like, again, that's all in person, and that can either be group sessions or that can also be individualized. But again, like I said, the internet thing is going to be the new thing that I'm going to start to offer, and start seeing how well that will work with people at a distance. I do have the ability to play the music without the person present, without them on the phone or internet, and, mm-hmm. and just if they give me that permission to send the energy to them, I can do that and send them the recording later. But to have it in person is really so much more powerful and so much nicer when I can provide the channeling information for them. Which is going to be a bigger part of the work now, too, because I've been getting more and more channeling abilities to help the people with almost kind of like a general reading is what's happening in the beginning of the session. But again, depending on the person and what their needs are, you know, that can be longer or shorter.
I like that. I just had this idea, too, that, you know, I teach classes, and this concept of having a group. And then, if you can do it on Skype, even do a short, like the beginning of a session, the beginning of one of my classes, to do one of your sessions for the group. I love that idea.
Yeah, yeah, and that's exactly what I do in person right now. There'll be times where it's classes that I do that aren't my own class that I'm hosting. But I will play the music for the person that is hosting the class, and they'll have me play for the first 15 minutes to get everybody kind of relaxed on the same page. And then they'll usually do a meditative journey during which I'll softly play music in the background. And sometimes we get to a point where we do some attunements, and then they have me play a lot louder while everybody experiences the energy. But again, with the power of the internet, yeah, that would be an amazing opportunity that I would enjoy immensely to try to offer that.
Hey, Mike.
And I'm just hoping that the sound quality would be well enough to do that.
Hey, Mike, I just want to go ahead and promote one of your events that's coming up for you and Brigida.
Okay.
You know, I'm actually going to be, I don't know about everybody else, but I'm actually going to fly in this weekend so I can be there with you. I'm really looking forward to seeing you and Brigida and the great energy work that you do. And for anybody that's in the, you know, the East Coast of the United States, particularly in the Connecticut, New Jersey, Pennsylvania area, or anything close to that, you definitely want to go in and check out Mike and Brigida. And they're going to be doing something called the Divine Angelic Kingdom in the Power of the Seven Rays this Saturday. And that's going to be taking place at the Lightbridge Center. And I want to give everybody a location for that so you can go check out Mike and Brigida. That's going to be this Saturday, January 19th, from 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. The location is 16. And what's the name of that street, Mike? It's Lee Street?
Lee Street?
L-E-I-G-H Street. It's on the second floor at number 2A in Clinton, New Jersey, and that zip code is 08809 if you're trying to GPS that. And it's taking a donation of $25 per person. And like Mike mentioned, that whole thing is going to be recorded, and you'll be able to go to his website, which is www.mike, last name snyderc.com. And you'll be able to download this and many other of the workshops and stuff like this. And if you guys aren't familiar with this, it is all about ascended masters and powerful upper angel energy and channeled music. So we're gonna actually close off tonight's show with your Sweet Light track and stuff. And I'd like to see, Mike, if you could go ahead and just kind of give us an introduction to, you know, basically how you came to that piece of music.
Oh, sure. The Sweet Light is actually a piece on my CD that I spoke about earlier called Release. It's the newest CD that I've come out with. That is also the CDI. It's talked about that's seven different tracks, and it's a little shorter at just a little over half an hour. And the Sweet Light is one of the pieces towards the end that it's the purpose of the Sweet Light was kind of to wrap up all of the experiences that you feel in the release CD from the beginning, where it's a very fast pace and frustration and reflection. And as you go into, like I said, each track, it gets a little softer, a little more gentler as you go through. And the Sweet Light is almost like a culmination of that, and it's like kind of bringing you to that gateway. It's bringing you to the gates of yourself. It's bringing you to that introduction of saying, this is what the inner peace feels like, and you're combining love into that, and it's just really a state of being is how I can describe that piece.
That's excellent. Mike, I meant to ask you, I wasn't quite sure if you had this information up, but have you, for your event that's going to be going on, in case people want to get that address and they didn't get a chance to write it down when I gave it to them earlier, of course you can always go back and listen to our replays through Blog Talk Radio if you want to hear this or any of our shows. But do you have the information about the event that's going on this Saturday on your website so people can see the address?
Yeah, in fact, I'll give everybody a good piece of advice here. Any event that I do, and like I said, it's not always my event that I host, but any event that I'm playing music at, whether it's something I'm hosting or somebody else is always on my website. Usually I try to have it at least a week ahead of time. It's on the front page of the website, and it'll tell you when the next music meditation event is, when it'll be held, and there's always a link that says click here for directions and more details. All that information for the upcoming event on the 19th is on there, and again, there's also going to be one the 27th at St. John's Metaphysical Church in Allentown, which I do, you know, once a month there. We do some wonderful things. So even if you don't make any of these events coming up, you know, you can always check my site or email me. All my email address is all over the website. You know, to find out when these things are going on. And I do have a calendar on the website as well. You have a link for the events calendar.
Excellent. I also want to let everybody know that I'll actually be in the New Jersey area on March 15th through the 17th at the Mind, Body, Spirit Expo with Master Teacher and Healer Deb King, who will be there speaking on the 17th. So I will be in the New Jersey area. And that's the Mind, Body, Spirit Expo in Edison, New Jersey, March 15th through the 17th. Pam, I want to thank you for being on the show, and it's always great to have you on. I'm sorry about the technical glitch in the beginning.
Well, no problem. It worked out well.
Yeah, and Mike, as always, incredible work, and you know, I always look forward to seeing what you're going to be doing next. I think I've downloaded all of your MPs and everything like that. I enjoy it, and I know I can highly recommend anybody who wants to go and get a private session from him, especially when he starts offering it remotely. I know I'm going to be one of those clients in the line to get my first remote session because the music is incredible. He gives you an MP3 that you can listen to in the future, and really good money and a great experience. So, Mike, thanks a lot for being on the show this evening. And with that, I'm going to play your song, Sweet Light.
It was nice to meet you, Mike. Have a nice evening.
Oh, it was nice. Yeah, thank you both very much. It was a wonderful experience.
All right, Mike, and I'll look forward to seeing you in New Jersey on Saturday.
Okay, take care.
Well, that was an incredible song, and thanks a lot for everybody being on. You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. Thank you, and have a good night.